Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 10, 1806. The Stolen Tomahawk. The Corps are still camped at the confluence of the Quicksand and Columbia Rivers. The plan was to proceed on April 6, but the weather did not cooperate. On April 7, the men rested, planning to leave on April 8, but the wind was so strong they could not even reload their canoes. On April 9, the Corps set out early and proceeded on to the camp set up by Joseph and Reuben Fields, who were sent ahead several days ago. Here, Coulter discovered the tomahawk, which was stolen last November, as the Corps headed west. Clark writes of the incident.
Here, one of the men, Coulter, observed the tomahawk, which was stolen from on the 4th of November last, as we descended the Columbia. He took the tomahawk. The natives attempted to wrest it from him. He held fast the tomahawk. Those people attempted to excuse themselves from the odium of stealing it by making signs that they had purchased the tomahawk, but their neighbors informed me otherwise and made signs that they had taken it.
As the party proceeds, they pass many waterfalls on the Oregon side of the Columbia. They are hidden occasionally by steep rocky banks and are on occasion hidden in the clefts of rocks and appear again on the hillside. The most famous one is the Multnomah Falls, more than 800 feet high. Clark continues.
Collins went out in the bottoms to hunt agreeable to the order of last evening, and Gibson's crew was directed to delay for Collins, during which time they were directed to collect rosin from the pines in the bottoms near the camp. At 6 a.m. we set out and proceeded to the lower point of the island, from whence we were compelled to draw out our canoes up a rapid for about a quarter mile, which we soon performed. Collins and Gibson having not yet come over, we directed Sergeant Pryor to delay on the island until Gibson came over and assisted him with the large tow rope, which we also left, and to join us at a village of four houses on the Klalalar tribe, which is opposite to this island on the north side, at which place we intend to breakfast. In crossing the river, which at this place is not more than 400 yards wide, we fell down a great distance, owing to the rapidity of the current, as we had but one sufficient tow rope, and were obliged to employ the cord in getting on our canoes the greater part of the way. We could only take them one at a time, which retarded our progress very much. Captain William Clark, April 10, 1806.
When the party did reach the breakfast site, the Indians of the four houses offered to sell them a sheepskin. Clark wrote, "Nothing could be more acceptable except the animal itself. The head of the skin was encased so as to fit the head of a man and was esteemed as a great ornament and highly prized by the Indians." The breakfast site was in present-day Skamania County, Washington, near present-day North Bonneville. The site may be the same as where the Corps camped on November 1, 1805. This area was once the Cascades of the Columbia, now inundated by Bonneville Dam. It's important to note that the sheepskin was actually a mountain goatskin, Oreamnos americanus. This was the only specimen of this animal obtained by the Corps. Tomorrow, rain, rain, rain.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.